What first comes to mind when someone mentions the Czech Republic? Most people think of good beer, some think of the former president Václav Havel, others of Jaromír Jágr or Pavel Nedvěd. However, despite the fact that the Czech Republic has been a fully-fledged member of the EU since 2004, few people in Europe and beyond know much about it. The Foreign Ministry has launched a campaign to change that and aims to present the Czech Republic as a modern, dynamic state in the heart of Europe. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Although Prague is now one of Europe's most popular tourist attractions, the years spent behind the Iron Curtain have left their mark. Opinion surveys suggest that the country is often seen as a rather backward, rustic, post-communist state. Jana Adamcová, who heads the ministry's PR department, says that many people have even failed to register the fact that the Czechoslovak Federation broke up in 1993, leaving the Czech Republic an independent state.
Many people connect our country still with the name Czechoslovakia because it is a strong brand, so we must present ourselves as a single country without Slovakia. And they didn't know very much concrete things. Therefore, we want to present more the concrete icons, concrete symbols to illustrate our innovativeness, our rich culture and history.
What do people know about this country? What sort of is the first thing that comes to mind when you say you're from the Czech Republic?
It is definitely Prague. And then they know, of course, beer, they know Václav Havel, they know Czech glass, and they know Skoda cars.
The Czech Foreign Ministry wants to tell the world just how much the Czech Republic has to offer, and in cooperation with the website aktualne.cz, it asks Czechs to pick the top 100 people or assets that they think would best represent their country. Aktualne.cz's Miroslav Čepecký explains what the project involved.
We asked them to choose the 100 subjects or personalities, and together more than 25,000 people voted, and they were divided in five categories. One of them were like the real sightseeings, then the natural sightseeings, then science, business and culture. And in each category there were 20 representatives, and we didn't have like the first and the second and the third. We just from each category chose the one which was the most popular by the people, and all the others are just put together without any order.
Were there any big surprises?
Surprises. I think that the final 100 represents really 100 very interesting things which are Czech. But surprises were suggestions. For example, some people suggested to involve in Czech 100 plastic bags because many people use them and wear them. Or we noticed also that some companies tried to get into Czech 100. For example, one big second-hand car dealer tried to get there. So employees of this company voted to put their company there. But as I said, altogether there were 25,000 readers who voted, so in this big amount of votes it was not possible to place in Czech 100 something like this, so we have there only serious representatives.
As Mr. Čepecký explained, there are 20 representatives in each of the five categories, among them the opera singer Emma Destin, athlete Roman Šebrle, scientist František Křižík, also dubbed the Czech Edison, who built the first electric railway in Prague in 1891, Otto Wichterle, who invented contact lenses, painter Alfons Mucha, composer Antonín Dvořák, film director Miloš Forman, Charles Bridge, Laterna Magica, the crystal glass industry, the Czech song Škoda Lásky, also known as Roll Out the Barrel, and Czech beer, but of course many, many others you may not have heard of. So how does the ministry hope to highlight these Czech achievements and assets? Jana Adamcová again.
We will include the top 100 to all the promotion materials that we will distribute to our embassies and Czech centers. Concretely, it means, for example, image posters, brochures, web pages, and so on.
The Foreign Ministry's Jana Adamcová ending that report by Daniela Lazarová. And the ministry's webpage promoting the Czech Republic is www.czech.cz.